You're talking about the 30 years ago, the group of talent and ability and people more than Anthony Tam. And you know, I've no doubt that you know they've educated, you know, the new generation, and I'm sure the winners and the nominees of the 2022 will do the same for the new generation coming.
Yeah, and an award winner yourself in a team form, I think, way back as well.
Yeah, we're here a couple of times. We're here, as I addressed it there, maybe the bits of 40 years ago with Fannett. We're here a couple of times. We got promoted, and a lot of pride in it. You know, you pretend it doesn't really matter, but deep down, you know, it's something that you take with you. You might attend, Tam, but certainly it's a brilliant night itself. I've been here many times, and just the professionalism is testimony to the committee that run it. Like, you know, I don't think they leave any stone unturned with I can imagine the arguments they have to try and get the winner, don't mind the nominees. And like, as I said, it's not just gone from strength to strength. It's at the top level, and I have no doubt that it'll stay at that.
And as an outsider, I know you're living in the county quite a long time now. I suppose no longer the blow-in category.
Thanks, Tom.
At the same time,
it depends.
You appreciate coming from outside Donegal, or the envy of a lot of counties that they have these awards.
Well, you saw the range of sports that have been honoured, and all, you know, when you hear Declan give the 82 their you know the what they have done, like, yeah, you're talking at a serious level with them, and I just, you know, you're saying coming from Galway, and that I spent over half my life here, but It's you know, just the people take it as being maybe outside people's health the most important thing in their life, and that includes their job at times, and you can see that with the talent and the achievements of what the 82 group have done up to that and since, and I've no doubt the 2022 group will achieve the same.
Yeah. And obviously an old mentor, Father Mick Sweeney, here today.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it was great to see him. I haven't seen him in a couple of months. You know, there was a big fan of connection, obviously, there. We had great days there, certainly me in my time as a player, as a manager. And I think, you know, the likes of Father Mick instilled values that we certainly try to keep and pass on to others. But you know, that's what Father Mick is and was.
What was
and,
so special about him?
I mean, you had the togetherness. You had the, you know, he was straight down the line. You certainly put a shift in for him, and a brilliant motivator. And really, it was those core values that he showed to us when we were younger that maybe we've tried to pass on to the new generation, Tom. Yeah. We've only tried anyway, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, you've moved on from Finn Harp. You said when you left that you weren't going to hang around the house, and that's pretty obvious. New position in Galway. How was that going, assistant manager?
Yeah. It's something. It's a different position, Tom. It's maybe a position where it's more football based, and that's my role rather than, you know, probably dealing with budgets and boards and that. You know, that's something that wouldn't have interested me at the moment to go again with. So it's really to do with the football end of it. It'll be difficult. Look, I'm looking forward to Tom. I spent half the week in Galway anyway. It's not like it's a huge, you know, change, you know, geographically. I'd be in Galway maybe three nights a week as it was. So it's not much of a change, but it'll be very difficult in the first division, you know, with Finn Harps, with Waterford, Bray, Wexford, any of them. It'll be a hugely competitive division to try and get out of.
Yeah, and obviously Finn Harps the first game as well. So
yeah, I don't know, was that by accident or planned? I'm not quite sure, but you know, little did I think that I'd be back in Finn Park the first game of the season, to put it that way, in a dugout, you know. Yeah. Whatever about in the crowd of that, but so be it. You know, it'll hopefully keep me out of trouble, Tom.
Yeah, well, you got into a lot of trouble in on time in Finn Park.
Don't remember that, Tom.
And tell me, obviously, left in Harps. Now that when the decision was made, any regrets afterwards that you did?
After 9 years, Jesus, 9 years. Come on, it's a marriage, Tom.
Yeah.
No. Of course, there's disappointment in ways, but you got to deal with it and get on with it. That's what sport is. You know, I think over the 9 years, as I said inside, we probably had more good days than bad. And you know, I don't think, you know, I don't owe anyone anything, and I certainly, you know, I haven't spoken to really anyone that I was involved with in FinHerps. I've moved on, and they have moved on in a huge direction, and have gone down a completely different line that looks hugely encouraging and promising, and that doesn't involve me. I've moved on from it, Tom, and I need to get that mindset, and maybe you need to get that mindset too.
Yeah.